The proclamation of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the 25th day of December, when ages beyond number had run their course from the creation of the world, when God in the beginning created heaven and earth and formed man in his own likeness, when century upon century had passed since the Almighty set his bow in the clouds after the great flood as a sign of covenant and peace. In the 21st century, since Abraham, our father in faith, came out of the Ur of Chaldees. In the 13th century, since the people of Israel were led by Moses in the Exodus from Egypt. Around the 1,000th year, since David was anointed king. In the 65th week of the prophecy of Daniel. In the 194th Olympian. In the year 752 since the foundation of the city of Rome, in the 42nd year of the reign of Caesar Octavian Augustus, the whole world being at peace, Jesus Christ, the eternal God and Son of our eternal Father, desiring to consecrate the world by his most loving presence, was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And when the 9 months had passed since his conception, was born of the Virgin Mary in Bethlehem of Judah, and was made man, the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to the flesh.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went out to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judah, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with his wife Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region, living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So I have news of great joy to share with you. I was asked a question. What was the best thing I saw this past semester? And when I was asked that question, I had to admit I did not have a ready answer. If they asked me what was my list of complaints, I had that ready at hand. But it took me a moment to kind of stop and think, what was the best thing that I saw? And I have to admit and put my finger on our students, how they lived their faith this past semester. In the midst of a world of you can't, and anytime you get the idea to do something, somebody cancels on you. And so constantly being sabotaged, constantly being frustrated, constantly trying to do something and being kind of knocked back. And in the midst of that, how our students have really strived and suffered for their faith in the best possible way, of just being a witness of that there's something at work here, something worth fighting for, that Christ being present here, that this has to take first place in their lives, and what they're willing to do to have that be the priority. This mystery of the Lord's birth, a small beginning, overlooked by most people. There was a star that's kind of signaling this event, kind of like the one we just had a couple days ago. But nobody would really even start to talk about the significance of that until 30 years later, when they see this adult man going around preaching, healing people, gathering disciples to himself. Then they start asking the question, who is this man? Who does he think he is? And we saw his star at its rising. This small beginning. And it turns into something that utterly changes the world. An event overlooked. Who would go to a barn to find anything special? Who would go to the shepherds hanging out with their flock and ask their opinion on anything? And yet this is where something radically new starts. And even for our students, I have to wonder what their adult lives are going to look like having stepped into adulthood going through this stuff. I mean, for myself, I can best parallel to 9/11. I was just becoming an adult and stepping into a world that suddenly looked a lot different. But the effect that this will have, and certainly we won't really know. Just as who would have really known the full significance of a baby being born in Bethlehem? In a sense, it happens every day. And yet, when it comes to its fruition, how utterly it makes everything different. And the title that this baby gets is Emmanuel, God with us. If you had gone to our Mass for the vigil a few hours ago, that prophecy from Isaiah was brought back up for us, that this promise that a child will be born and he will be called Emmanuel, God with us, that something so ordinary as a baby being born carries the weight of God being present in our midst. So just take, for instance, the parallel of Jesus, who is God, versus the experience that the shepherds had in the field. That this is not what our faith is based off. Lots of religions, lots of holy people, lots of prophets have gone and experienced these visions of heaven, maybe had angels come and talk to them, seen the glory of God shining all around them, and go around telling us about what they saw. Great, but it leaves something to be desired. Even as glorious as that is, it was a moment that faded and is now gone. And maybe they can share that, well, this truth, this reality, this God is out there. But how do we know? Because we've not seen this glory. And then we have Jesus, who is God in the flesh. And in some ways, we might even start having those same thoughts as, well, I never got to see him in the flesh, to experience him that way. But people did and still didn't see the very glory of God. And yet others who have come to know him in the flesh have never seen him. And that this is the contradiction, the paradox of faith that we find ourselves in. Because the God who is with us doesn't make himself with us in a temple where he, you know, randomly shows up in some type of spiritual glory. But a God who becomes present in a family, in our human family, who becomes present in the flesh, in the tangibleness, in the something real. And that this being who God is and how he desires to enter into our lives, well, then how much more sense do our sacraments make? That we constantly point to Jesus being present here, body and soul, blood and flesh, present in our midst. That this very sacrament becomes a tangible sign of the invisible person that we can't see. Just as you come to know me, but at the end of the day, you only see the outside of me. But to come to know the interior of a person, that this encounter that we have happens in the flesh, and it is coming to know Christ who is here present in our midst, which gives us this wonderful and terrifying mystery that we don't have to look for God any further than our very flesh and the flesh of our neighbor sitting next to us. That is how utterly close he is to us. So maybe in the words of St. Augustine, I searched for you in the beautiful things of the world, but there you were inside, nearer to myself than I am to me. The one who is there present. How startling it would be that the God of the universe would show up in the brokenness and the messiness of my family and your family, and the family of Adam and Eve, and the family of King David, that this realness and this closeness is the God where he chose to become present. But this very mystery of Christ in the flesh starts challenging something I dare say is the biggest problem with the human race, is that we don't know who we are. To recognize our own identity, and how great we'll search the world and scour every wise person and every way of living, everything out there that we can find in the world, searching for an answer to this very question, when the question resides in our God, who is already here with us. To come to perceive ourselves in the very eyes of God, to live in that relationship, that here comes the entire ministry of Jesus to reconcile all human flesh to himself, so that we become a part of this very body of Christ, to be united to this one born in a manger. That this gift means our identity is found in Christ, that it isn't somewhere out there, but the one who is here, Emmanuel, this God who lives with us, who unites us to him in our very bodies, in this messiness of our lives, that this is the cause of our joy, that this is how we have been loved. And yet, to even profess it, how hard it is to step into it. Don't we all have our list of reasons why this can't be? Why holiness has to be something apart from me? Or God is somewhere out there, and when I'm ready, then we'll approach him. But this time of longing has come to an end because he has come to us. And to be with him as he desires to be with us and rest in our identity in Christ, that this Christian proclamation is the good news. In such a small beginning, in the most unlikely of places, God can be found. And that when we go out into the world and proclaim this mystery, all we have to do is point to our very flesh, we who are sinners, and point to God's mercy in us, and how he has loved us. And then point to the person who is suffering, looking for Christ, who is already present in that person, to see the face of Christ in the poor, the suffering, the alone, the sick, the afflicted, that this gift of uniting this entire world to himself is such a wonderful mystery that only Christ claims. Nothing in this world will do this, and yet he has already done it. That he is our Emmanuel, our God with us.